arriving at this point. So yeah, welcome. Shall we get rid of the sign? Yeah, thank you for doing that. We'll just make adjustment to our computer so we can all see you. So we'll have a little moment to chant a mantra. And then when we've chanted the mantra, hopefully it will be sorted out into groups. And I'll say a little bit more before we go into the groups about reporting out in our groups. So, yeah, I think let's go with Green Tara again. As we're moving back into the world with this penultimate session tonight. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu Re Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare, Tu.
Is
So we'll have an opportunity to go into groups. And really this is our last session where we're meeting in a smaller group. So it's really an opportunity for you to share within your small group maybe what has come out on the retreat for you, some of the learnings you might be taking away from it, any sort of wisdoms that may have arisen, any insights that may have arisen for you out of the place of stillness, or even what you've learned about the places of stillness. And I think when we come back, it'll be great if you could nominate one person within your group who could just share on behalf of everyone some of the learnings with the bigger group. And we'll keep the camera rolling at that point, so just so you know, that it will be shared on the website for the participants. So yeah, let's go into the groups and we can have 20 minutes in the groups and then we'll meet back in the shared space together for the feeding back. Just realized that I've been chatting away and nobody could hear me because I was muted. So what I was saying was, welcome back from a group if you came from a group, or welcome if you waited in the waiting room. And it's lovely to be in this shared space again. And what we'll have now is a space where we can hear from each group some of the some of the themes that may have come up from the retreat for people. And I realized that at the start of the groups I didn't really say remember what group number you are, so I think I might just say if you were in a group with Bodhilila, could the person that was nominated for that group come up? Yeah, thank you.
So yeah, that was, yeah, we're group one, right? And I'm just fighting with my cat who wants to join the retreat, so bear with me. And I've just a few things to share, and I've tried to just summarize some of the things that came up for us in a way that still respects the confidence of the group, so I hope I've done that. So the first thing that sort of came up as a theme was just an appreciation for the retreat and for what it's meant, having this consistency over the last few days and opportunity to meet people and meditate together. And this, what's next? So maybe being able to make some sacred spaces within our spaces to continue, and a kind of renewed kind of commitment or kind of energy for learning more about meditation and the Dharma. The second thing that came up for us, and this was a specific example that I gave, is just the different ways that insubstantiality and emptiness is just coming up all the time. Now we've got questions, or I've got questions to be asking myself. And I gave an example of insight and how actually I started wondering if insight itself is emptiness, and what does that mean? You know, when I get an insight and I want to make a change in my life, can I do that? So just a little bit around kind of playing with that idea. And then the last thing that came up for us as a theme was, again, thinking ahead. Continuing to practice when in difficult circumstances with whatever we've got coming up after the retreat. So things or events coming up for us. But then online retreats being something that we're feeling is could be really helpful for us to find some peace. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anushka, and thank you, your group. Thank you. So I think let's move to, I think it was a group two, which was with myself. So I think Kadita.
Oh, yes, and Anita. Just to say, it was a wonderful retreat. We in our group, it was just such appreciation to you all for putting on this amazing, you know, retreat, and a lot of gratitude. I think the one of the key things was the stillness. We both appreciated just having that stillness, silence during the session, because sort of this time of year can be quite busy, lots of rushing around and you know, just sort of, you know, lots on. So it's really nice to have a bit of simplicity and just you know, silence basically. I'm a massive fan of the sessions, absolutely love them. I just think you get really quite a deep experience with them, and it can be a time of reflection. You know, I've had some really, really good moments in these sessions where I've sort of had the realizations of, you know, various different things, and it's a great time to reflect as well. So that was really, really, really appreciated. Also, it's a perfect time of the year to have this sort of, you know, kind of retreat, because obviously at the end of the year, going into New Year, it can be a period of reflection and, you know, sort of looking at the past year and looking forward to the future. So that was really sort of appropriate. And just that just a kind of opportunity to be mindful, I guess, and just stop and slow down and notice things. That was really appreciated. And I also liked a lot of the examples you gave of your own experiences. And sort of, I think Bodhi Lila mentioned about the bigger container, the lake, and just having a broader sphere to work from, because I'm finding that's really working for me, and able to deal with, you know, sort of, you know, different aspects in, like, you know, suffering and joy and whatever. So that was really, really good. What else? Oh, I was expressing appreciation for the playfulness, Bodhi Lila, in the diggy diggy do moment, because at first when it came up, I was like, am I in the right retreat? And then I was like, yeah, actually, this is really great, because sometimes, you know, you can take things a bit seriously, and it's really lovely to have that lighthearted playfulness. I really actually enjoyed that, and I couldn't stop laughing to myself the whole afternoon, and I even mentioned it to my flatmate, but she was like, what? It was so nice to have that. And just, lots of, you know, sort of lightheartedness in life, which we need. What else? Oh, yeah, just appreciation for the Sangha being here. Lots of familiar faces and lots of old faces and new faces. I mean, it's just so lovely to see everyone turning up and supporting each other. And I feel quite special and, you know, blessed to be part of this, you know, retreat. We both said there was so much to learn. I think I need to listen to a couple of the recordings again and take away. It was like really enriching retreat, and really would like to take away some of this, definitely, you know, the stillness and away, and just hopefully try and adapt it into everyday life and you know, because I've got to go back to work next week, and I'm like, I want some more stillness. So anyway, but yeah, I think that's it. Unless I've missed anything else off Amanda, but I think, yeah, we're just really grateful for this time. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Caddy. Thank you, Caddy's group. So maybe we can have Patricia's group.
Hi, everyone. yeah, so much gratitude for the space these last 4 or so days from our group. There was something about the ability to be with what is and not be intimidated by people or circumstance, and about there being a confidence to be aware of any fear that's arising, of any fear that's arising, but just that awareness of that fear arising and a reminder to act with kindness from that. There was also an intention to sit still with contentment. There was quite a few people in the group that said their kind of default is restlessness. So this retreat has been a real opportunity to kind of sit with that and be with that and really notice and be curious about that. And a few of us said about making it more of an intention to pay much more close attention to simplicity and stillness in our lives and to find those spaces and those gaps and those opportunities for that. And a lot of great gratitude for the groups as well. Also, someone said that they gained lots of insights and that they found the stillness addictive in a positive way. And that they're actually going to make it a theme for January, trying to find moments of stillness and really being conscious of stillness for January. And that it's been lovely to have stillness, peace and calm at this time of the year where traditionally things are quite a bit manic, a bit chaotic, very busy. Lots of people said about this being such a lovely opportunity to just be still in amongst all of that, be the stillness in the turning world. Enjoyed the talks, really enjoyed the threads all the way through the last 4 or so days. And someone said they're really inspired to do some more reading about some of the teachings. Again, more gratitude for the space and for the Sangha. And somebody said that they felt really, really welcomed here at West London, so that was lovely, and that they're more inspired to do some more sitting, some more laying down, and some more standing as well, and adding those things to their practice. There was a really huge gratitude for the variety, really, the chanting, the talks, the qualities of the talks, and actually the space within the meditation, the opportunity to just be, actually. And one of the things I said myself, when Bodhilila first said that there wasn't going to be so much led meditation, I was kind of like, oh, no. But actually, yeah, it's been really, really great to have that. So, yeah, so much gratitude to the both of you and to all the Sangha for being here. And that's all. And I think it's just over to group 5 now.
Thank you, Patricia. And thank you, Patricia's group.
Group 5 is me. I think we all started by just expressing so much appreciation and gratitude for being here, for being on this retreat. Loving the poems, the readings, the mantras, and the session, and the gong bath this morning as well was beautiful. And there was a real sense, I think, of appreciating the kind of the creativity and the playfulness. And how lovely it is to be able to play. We don't have to take it all so seriously. And I was reflecting, Brady Lila, on your name. You can be a, you know, we can be really, really serious, committed Dharma farers and play and be playful, which I think is just beautiful. It's really, you know, it's really beautiful. There was something about the container, the bigger container, being able to just hold it all, be the, you know, be the big lake where we can kind of withstand, you know, we can hold the ups and downs, we can hold it all. We don't have to be so reactive all the time. And something about wisdom, actually, and just sitting, whether that's in formal meditation or whether that's just sitting in the garden, reflecting, it's actually really helpful and really important. And we don't have to, you know, it's fine to just relax into it a bit more and just really take the space, find that stillness that is always there, but we get caught up in other stuff and in life. And actually just, you know, just finding that stillness, finding that bigger container, I think is really, I think, yeah, we all really appreciated it. And we also really appreciated the group and having the opportunity just to share, to practice together, and just the, well, Sangha, the importance of Sangha and the importance of practicing together.
Oh, thank you, Nikki, and thank you, Nikki's group. And I'm just aware that there were some people here who joined us later and who went in groups. And I just wanted to say, if you would like to say anything into this bigger space, then just unmute and say.
Yeah, I'll say something. Bumalachitta here. Yeah, thank you so much. It's been such a treasure, this retreat. It's been unexpectedly really intense, actually. You know, because I thought, well, it's not that long, but really, you know, right from the get-go, I felt it went quite deep, and I'd include in the Diggy Doo song in that. You know, I thought that was a little work of genius, because it really did bypass some of my distances to insight, probably, and just kind of got in there. You know, I just thought that was wonderful. And it's been lovely also, Pranyanita, to see you teaching, because I've only ever experienced you doing the tech. And what a Dharma jewel you are. I really, really appreciated that. So both of you have had such, you know, you do teach so beautifully and create such a wonderful sort of atmosphere to go deeper in. You know, I really, really appreciate that. And a bit of a difficult puja in the, you know, last night for the new year, because my dog went bonkers because of all the fireworks. So I was trying to be in the puja and calm my dog down at the same time. So it was a multitasking puja that I was doing that wasn't ideal. So sorry if I was a bit restless on the screen, but I so wanted to keep the thread. And it has just been such a, you know, useful way to clarify some of the things I wanted to reflect on, to be more conscious of, to take into the new year. And it's really helped me to do that. So, yeah, thank you so much. Really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody. Yeah, it's been just a lovely, lovely sangha here to do this all in. So thank you.
Thank you, Vimalachitta.
Can I say something? It's Sujani.
Of course. course, Sujani, please do.
I'm really sorry. I lost my video last night and I can't seem to get it back. It's gone somewhere into the, I don't know, whatever Zoom video does. I mean, I've found the whole thing quite nourishing. I haven't managed to get to everything, which actually has felt okay each time I've come back. I haven't felt like disjointed or anything. And I've really, really appreciated these 4 days. I enjoyed the puja way more than I thought I might do online. It was really good, really good. And it went deeper than I thought it might do. And I've really enjoyed the chanting. I've liked that we've chanted for quite a long time as well. I particularly enjoyed the white Tara chant. It came just at the right time. Thank you.
Hello, Parminita, Bodhi Lila, and all my Sangha people. It's Kalpana here. Can you hear me?
Yes, Kalpana, yeah.
I can't see you because I don't know what happened to my, I was just thinking about something and reflecting quite a lot about my practice and, so today when I heard you, Parminita, always something happens to me, you know, when I'm listening deeply, it opens my heart, or I'm doing my meditation session, whatever. And it reminded your, this retreat and your talk reminded me of my own courage and my devotion to my practice, which I don't pay any attention to. But yeah, you said that we are all here, have all sorts of problems in life, but we are still here. And I felt really touched about, yes, this takes courage to come to retreat, to your classes, and do things. And it was something, yeah, I will appreciate and I will take that and I will look into that. Yes, I should appreciate those qualities of mine. It was very, very beautiful you said about it. And then I wrote a few lines about retreat, that this retreat inspires me to spend my life training in the loving kindness and courage that it takes me to receive whatever appears, sickness, health, poverty, wealth, joy, sorrow, welcome everything and get to know them. So it was something really beautiful and I will be continuing my practice with stillness, simplicity, contentment, and mindfulness. So that dharma gift I have got in my life, and it is a very, very precious thing. And before I go, I just want to say thank you to all the people I know and I don't know. Thank you very much for your support. Thank you, Patricia, for your loving kindness. You are always there for us. So thank you very much. And thank you, Parminita Bodhi Lila, for giving us this beautiful opportunity, and for especially for me, because I'm having at the moment very tough time, but still I'm in joy and happiness. So thank you so much. Heartfelt gratitude, thanks to you both. So thank you.
Wow. Oh, thank you, Kalpana. And that kind of beautifully lead us on to saying thank yous. And the biggest thank you really goes to you for turning up and facing ourselves and turning up to be with each other alongside and practice alongside. And we wouldn't have a retreat if it wasn't for you coming together, willing to practice together. So a huge gratitude goes to every single one of you, and also people that are not in this very session but actually have been on that journey with us throughout the last, well, today is the fifth day, so last 5 days we've been on this journey. So huge thank you and gratitude to all of you. And I also wanted to express gratitude to people behind the scenes. So online retreats have got their own challenges, and there is an incredible sort of amount of effort that goes behind the scenes. And we had on our team Sophie, and I've mentioned her already in one of our talks, her coming up with the image for the retreat. And she was doing publicity at the time. So huge gratitude for doing that, sort of communicating that retreat that is available to you. And also behind the scenes, we've got Sahananda on our team that deals with all the finances and is kind of working really caring for the center, and always gets very excited when retreats are on. So again, a lot of work behind that scene. And similarly with Ratnadeva, who is now doing our publicity. So the last newsletters, and I know some of you sign up right towards the start of that retreat. So a huge thank you for Ratnadeva for all the work that he does in the background. And somebody else that you wouldn't have seen, but we all benefit from hugely from their generosity, and that's Pasquale. Pasquale sets up the website for us and puts the recordings on, and often does that whilst his life is kind of going on and he's got lots of different commitments, and he puts the different recordings for us on the website and makes it available. So a huge thank you and gratitude goes to Pasquale. And I think it was expressed already by some of you. I think Alpna mentioned Patricia. So we couldn't do this retreat with Patricia being at the background and the foreground, actually, and making it such a welcoming space to be here. Now, when you're on an online retreat, being the host means that you can't always just be still and spacious. Sometimes you might have that one eye open on the waiting room. And I love that even Patricia was talking just then, and she still managed to be Bodhilila to entering somebody into the session in the midst of talking. So it's a huge gratitude. It's a massive thank you to you, Patricia. And it's our team wouldn't be the same without you on this retreat. And obviously, there is Bodhilila. And, you know, what you've got to realize is that it's Bodhilila's care. Oh, I get always really emotional when I speak about Bodhilila and her care for other people. And Bodhilila always wants to have something for people, especially in this period of time. The whole idea of a urban city retreat is for people to have something when they, for example, cannot get away necessarily into a countryside somewhere, into a retreat center. And Bodhilila's always wanted to provide that space for people. And it's just, there is such love, kindness and care for other human beings, a real compassion. And I just love that. We wouldn't have these retreats, especially the city retreats, over this period of time if it wasn't for Bodhilila's care. And I mean, the sound bath in itself is it's a real treat. But with Bodhilila, there is so much wisdom and groundedness and insight that she's willing to share, and she's willing to take us on these journeys in her reflections and in her meditations. And even when they're unled meditations, you know, they are led meditations, that they come out of practice, and it's a real jewel. And it's a delight to be doing that with Bodhilila, being able to run a retreat with Bodhilila. And for us, you know, for us, we've been living together for 5 days, and it's more or less 24/7. And behind the scenes, you know, Bodhilila has been cooking for me. She's been tuning my violin. She's been, listening to me, and just being a beautiful friend and somebody lovely to spend space with. So real gratitude, Bodhilila, to you.
Well, I'd like to say a big thank you to Pranyanita. And it's been a real joy co-leading a retreat, this retreat with her. We have done some, but it's only occasionally. And as Vimalachitta said, quite often I'm co-leading with Paramananda, and Pranyanita's doing the tech and all the back organising. And Pranyanita is one of these people who's got so many different sides to her, so she's really good at organizing and running things. And well, she made that beautiful shrine, she set up all the tech stuff that I wouldn't have a clue to do, and yet she's got such a strong practice, and her practice has got all these different facets. So, you know, the Dharma teaching, the devotional practice, the meditation practice, and I think she's, we're very different, but it's really lovely to kind of, in a way, I think we complement each other and sort of spark off each other. So some of the sort of things that I did, and like the silly thing, like the Digga Digga Doe song, that just came out of a conversation. Pranyanita talking about her mother's favourite song having this refrain, Digga Digga Doe, and then I kind of, yeah, she didn't mind me doing that. And I felt... it's been lovely having you all here to practice with, and it's felt intense, hasn't it? And for me, I knew I wanted to do something around stillness, and I was saying in my group, I've always loved that poem, and particularly that part of that poem. And even before I was a Dharma practitioner, it spoke to me. So it's been quite interesting trying to bring it into a more Dharmic perspective and then link it up to all these sort of like wisdom teachings and just explore it really. And that whole idea of stillness, which is one that for me definitely I need to practice more and explore more. And it's just been a delight being on that journey with you. I mean, for me, I always go deeper when I'm practicing with other people and on retreats and on courses and things. And it's felt like everybody's been so open and receptive and willing to go with whatever we're doing. And I have liked the fact that we've had much less led meditation, actually, for myself. Sitting here, it's been really nice. So thank you all very much. But yeah, I just wanted to say that, well, Pranyanita, there would have been no retreat without Pranyanita either. And just as I've been cooking for her, she's been cooking for me, and she's been doing lots of other stuff along the line. Yes, she has so much energy for the good. And yeah, and it's been really lovely actually seeing her growing and developing as a teacher since she's been at the centre. And yeah, it's just so nice to have been doing this retreat with you. Thank you.
Thank you. So, huge gratitude to all of you. And I wonder whether you'd like to do a dana for you.
Okay, yes. So, well, it sounds like a lot of people have got quite a lot from this retreat. And, well, I think the world needs the Dharma. And there's a lot going on, and especially with all the COVID and people not being able to come to places and meet and have something at the centre closed. It's been really important for us to find a way of still being able to reach people, still being able to offer them something meaningful. And we have found over, you know, the last year and a half that people have benefited a lot. And we want to be able to do that more and continue doing that. So with the centre closed, you know, we lost a lot of our income streams. You know, we're trying to find our way forward and reinvent ourselves. And one of the things that we've really enjoyed actually is doing these online retreats and courses, and we will continue to do them. But yeah, we are very much dependent on people's generosity. You know, in a way, we're able to offer these things because of people's generosity in the past. And if we're going to keep on doing them into the future, it really helps if people are able to make any kind of a donation. And we're aware that, you know, for a lot of people, finances are not easy, and that's fine. We're very happy to offer bursaries, and we want people just to come and practice with us. But if you are able to, then it does make a very big difference to us and to what we're able to offer in the future. And if you're not able to give in material ways, just it's really helpful for us, word of mouth. If you've had a positive experience, if you can let other people know. And if you're one of those kinds of people that do these things, which I'm not, but, you know, a Google review would be really handy because we're now online so much, you know. But yeah, I mean, just your generosity in coming and practicing, and hopefully we'll have you coming and practicing again on some of our other events in the future. But yes. I think that was a bit of a ramble, but anyway, basically what I'm saying is that if you've had a good experience and you're able to, then there is a suggested donation of £80 above the £40 you paid as the registration fee. So if you're able to do that, that would be great. If you want to give more, that would be great. If you want to give less, that would be great. And if you can't give anything, that's also great. And also, I just want to say that I'm aware some people have already been very generous and given donations, so thank you very much to all of you.
Thank you so much, Bodhidila. And yeah, we've got a little bit of time left of the session now. So what I'm proposing us to do is I'd like us to still bring a long white Tara and be in the realm of white Tara. So we can, we can chant the mantra, and then when the mantra dies out, we can just sit. And I think in our group, we were saying sometimes the word just sitting can be a bit intimidating. So it could be, it's time to be quiet and find that stillness. So if that works for you better, then maybe we can just be quiet after the mantra dies out. And I'll ring a bell at the end. And yeah, we still have a session in the evening, and in the evening that's when we will have a bit more of a meditative and a ritual way of closing the retreat and bringing that our reflections to a close and bringing our retreat community sort of to a goodbye. So I think at this point with White Tara, it's just an opportunity to just take in everything that we've heard and each other in our Sangha here.
Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyan Yana Pushtin Kuru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyan Yana Pushtin Kuru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtin Kuru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Kuru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Kuru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare, Tu Tare Ture, Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Kuru Swaha.
Hare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare to Tare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare to Tare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare to Tare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare to Tare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare to Tare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare to Tare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha. Om Tare to Tare to re. Mama Ayu Punyanyana Pushtim Guru Swaha.
So that brings us to a close of this session. And we had lots of words and lots of appreciation, sharing that verbally with each other. And I think the evening session, it's only right to finish in a more still space with practice and with a ritual to honor the theme of this particular retreat at the still point of the turning world, because we are in the process of coming to an end of our retreat and we'll be stepping into the turning world. We'll be stepping from one sacred space and maybe creating other sacred spaces. So I invite you all to join us in the evening session if you can, for meditation and a ritual ending of our retreat. So hopefully see you then.